call her Tawun. Well, I was a young boy then.
Grand one?
Yeah. Well, she come there. Oh, yes, I can cure. Well, Mommy was staying with my daddy then, but my mama wasn't known was dead. She made my uncle, took a little 10 cent breakfast bucket, and with a shingle, walked down that man path to pick up them cow shit. And bring that back, now that's the truth. And mess all
over.
You might think I'm going to mess all that poor woman's stomach with that tie.
Did it do anything for her?
Yeah, stink that room. That white lady, Madam Ben, you know, she used to come all the time to help, you see. She got in there and said, oh my God, she said, what young guy in here? My grandmother said, just go look. I'm going. And I went to the yard, she said, sure. I said, he said, who that old woman that tree? He called himself tree there. I said, that's Tawun. He said, don't come back on my bed. Now you know what happened after that? Dr. Cruz, he's dead. Dr. Sandy's here. He got a nephew up there now, Mr. Goyer. They came to operate. They was to operate like today. When they come, the thing was busted. The napsers was bust inside. And do you know that doctor pumped that woman out, clean out, and everything? She lived about 40 years after that. But the doctor took over. You know, some of them people a long time ago, they believe in all that kind of shit. Oh, put some this, put some that, killing you all the time. You don't know nobody. And put that cow shit on that woman.
Yeah. Now, what about that other kind of frog, the kind of that would come out after a rain? What'd you call them?
Well, they got him. They got a bullfrog. They got a spring frog. And they got a toad frog that I know of.
Yeah.
Now, a spring frog, some of them stay in the water.
Yeah.
I know old man used to take a spring frog and put it in this bucket of water. Mr. Arthur. And I asked somebody doing that to keep the water cool. I was up a fig tree one morning, right side of our window. Well, I had all my hair, I was a young man. One of them must have didn't jump or fell on me, on my head, and was scratching me right in my forehead, and I fell off that tree. I like to kill my little sister down there. That is a spring frog. They jump. Just like a bullfrog, they jump. But they're kind of green looking.
Yeah. Now, what other things might you find around a pond?
At a pond where you, oh God, you find a spring frog and there's something else in there. A lamprey eel. You know what a lamprey eel is?
Yeah. That's
something like
fish.
Something, no, there ain't no fish.
Kind of eel.
Right. You know they got a fish eel and they got a lamprey eel. Now, them children kill one right there. Every time the rain plenty, they comes up. They round, got four little legs, and they're about that long.
Yeah.
Deadly poison.
3 feet long.
Right, they're deadly poison.
And what about that kind of hard shell thing that you see?
Oh, and pity you. That boy had one, two of them there yesterday. That's a redneck turtle.
Yeah.
He had two of them in that garbage can. I see my garbage can on the side. I said, who took that garbage can out of there? Pick up that two big old hard shell turtle in there. And believe me, he carried them home too. Now how you fix that up? You take them, you boil some water. When the water good and hot, boiling, you drop them down in. But I don't like to do that. I really cut their neck, you see. And then you take them, you cut them each side, right here and right there. You open them. And you get that meat out there. And they got good meat too. Yes, sir. But I don't like that.
Any other kinds?
Oh, yeah, they got some soft shell. I'd run them in. Now, you see a soft shell, when we were living down in Fort River,